Okay, let's get cracking today. We are finishing off the first parak of Maseches Pesachim with parak Aleph Mishnah Zayin, and then we're going to start the second parak of Maseches Pesachim with parak Beis Mishnah Aleph. As we learned in parak Aleph Mishnah Dalet, it's Asur Midrabanan to have any sort of hana, any benefit from chametz starting from the sixth hour of Pesach and on, as long as there's an obligation to burn the chametz, there's also a prohibition from benefiting from the chametz. Even truma, the food that goes to a kohen that is chametz, must be burnt at this particular time. Now the Mishnah here in Parak Aleph Mishnah Zayin is going to discuss whether it is a mutter, whether it is allowed to cause this truma to become tameh while burning it, and whether or not the opinions discussed in the previous Mishnah tell us anything about this question. Says the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Meir said, Midivreim Lamadnu, we may learn from the opinion, from the words of Rabbi Chanin and Rabbi Akiva in the previous Mishnah. Again, they told us that you're allowed to burn different types of holy items, holy things together with one another, even if you're Mosif Tumah to Musso, even if you're going to add levels of Tumah from one to the other, you're going to make it more Tameh than it was previous, you're still allowed to do it in that situation. Says the Mishnah. So what do we learn from them? Shesorfin truma tahora im hatameh bepesach. Rav Meir says that we learn that when you burn truma that is chametz during the sixth hour and hour of Pesach, you're also allowed to burn truma that is tahor together with truma that is tameh. That even this is going to cause the truma that is tahor to become tameh, you're allowed to do that. But just as we learned in the previous Mishnah, that when you burn truma and kachim that are tameh, we may add additional levels of tuma to them while we burn them, because they are no longer fit for eating. In any case, it must be burnt. So to here as well, we may cause truma that must be burnt because it is chametz to become tameh as well. But since it can no longer be eaten, it must be destroyed. There's no issur, there's no prohibition to make such truma tameh. Now continues the Mishnah, Amar Lo Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and replies to Rabbi Meir and explains, Einahi Hamida, you can't compare the case of Truma that is Chametz during the sixth hour of Erev Pesach to the situation in the previous Mishnah where you have Truma that is Tameh that is being burnt with a Truma that is more Tameh. Right, the meat in Rabbi Chanina's situation as well as the oil in Rabbi Akiva's testimony were Tameh on a midaraisa level and were therefore subject to being burned on a Torah level. Therefore, one is not really doing anything according to both Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Akiva by adding another level of Tumah to them. However, the issur against Chametz during the sixth hour of Erev Pesach is only an issur midarabanan, while causing the Truma to become Tumah makes it become Asur midaraisa to be eaten. And because you're making it from that's Asur midarabanan to becoming Asur midaraisa, he would say that you can't make such a comparison, and therefore he would say that you cannot make Truma Tahora Tameh by burning it on the Erev Pesach with Truma that is Tameh. Continuing in the Mishnah, Umodim Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Hushua. Now, Rabbi Yossi is going to explain here why the case of which they're arguing is not really comparable to the case in which he's discussing. He says that both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua, who disagreed concerning burning Truma, that is Chametz and Erev Pesach, he said they both agree, Shesorf and Zula Atma v'Zula Atma, that when we burn Truma, that is Chametz, during the sixth hour in Erev Pesach, we must burn Truma, that is Tameh by itself, and we must burn Truma, that is Tahor, by itself as well, so as not to cause the Tahor Truma to become Tameh. They agree on that. So therefore, Alma Nechleku, what do they disagree on? Ala Taluya, V'ala Tameya. They disagreed with regard to the question of burning, and whether it is Tameh or Tahor, whether you can burn Truma, when there's a question whether it's Tameh or Tahor, together with Truma, that is definitely Tameh during the sixth hour of Erev Pesach. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Tisarev Zula Atma, Zula Atma, that each one must be burnt separately and independently, so as to avoid the possibility of causing Tumah to the Truma, that might be Tahor. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer, Rabbi Yeshua disagrees, says, no, Shtein Ka'achas, that they may both be burned together. That just the questionable truma might already be tameh and must in any case be burned because it is chametz. There is no issur against bringing it into contact with a definite truma. And Rabbi Yossi states that although Rabbi Yeshua permitted burning questionable truma together with truma that is definitely tameh, even he would agree that burning truma that is definitely tahor together with truma that is definitely tameh would be forbidden, even if all of the truma is chametz on Erev Pesach. Continuing now with Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph says the Mishnah called Shasha Mutar Lechol, that as long as it is allowed to eat chametz, that is truma, as long as you're allowed to eat it, Machala Behem Lechayev Lovos, you can feed any chametz to your animals, to your domesticated animals, to your wild animals, to your birds, you can sell them to a non-Jew, and you get any sort of benefit from them. That as long as you're allowed to eat it, you're also allowed to benefit from it. However, says the Mishnah, Avar Zimana, but once the 6th hour has come and it's 11 a.m. has passed, then Aser Bahanaso, then benefiting from your chametz is absolutely forbidden, just like it's Aser, just like it's prohibited to eat from the chametz. V'lo yasik botaner v'chirayim. And once it becomes Aser Bahana, once it becomes Aser to benefit from it, then you're no longer allowed to fuel your oven or stove with it, and even though you're obligated to destroy the chametz at this time, you may not do so by burning it as a fuel, because then you would be benefiting from the chametz that you really should be destroying, and you're not allowed to benefit from it. Have a great day.